From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Former Secretary of State and losing Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has blamed FBI Director James Comey for her stunning loss to Donald Trump in last Tuesday's election. In a conference call with donors, Clinton said that Comey's letter to Congress just days before the election announcing he was reviving an investigation into her use of a private email server damaged her campaign. 1 week later, the FBI director sent a second letter to Congress saying that Clinton should not be prosecuted, but the political harm had been done. Clinton told donors that Trump, Donald Trump that is, was able to use both of Comey's announcements to attack her before the election. She said that the second letter reinforced to Donald Trump's supporters that the system was rigged in her favor and motivated them to vote on Election Day. Meanwhile, there was a fourth day of protests against President-elect Donald Trump across the country Saturday. About 2,000 protesters marched in Manhattan, shouting, "Not my president," and other slogans. Kellyanne Conway is a senior advisor to the president-elect.
He said he'd be the president of people who hadn't supported him, too, and they should think about that and give him a chance. This is a beautiful country. He loves all the people. He wants to work with all the people. And I think we owe it to the president-elect and the vice president-elect to give them their opportunity to do the right thing.
In Chicago, hundreds of people, including families with small children, chanted, "No hate, no fear. Immigrants are welcome here." Several thousand anti-Trump protesters marched in downtown Los Angeles as well, denouncing his campaign pledge to deport people who entered the U.S. illegally. This is VOA News. Just a castaway, an island lost at sea. Security was tight in Paris before a sold-out concert by British superstar Sting at the Bataclan Theater, the site where 90 people were killed last November during the worst terrorist attacks in French history. Hundreds of meters of barricades, extensive body searches, and scores of armed police greeted those who were lucky enough to get a ticket. When he stepped on the stage, the British musician asked the audience to observe 1 minute of silence to remember those killed last November 13th. A total of 130 people died in a series of attacks last year. The Islamic State claimed responsibility. All proceeds from Saturday's concert go to charities to help the victims, survivors, and their families. Worried relatives gathered outside a Karachi hospital and morgue early Sunday with pictures of people still missing after a bomb blast at a Sufi shrine in southwest Pakistan killed 52 people and wounded 100 others. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for Saturday's suicide attack at the shrine in Baluchistan. An official at the province's home ministry said that rescuers were transporting the wounded to hospitals and the dead to local morgues. Difficult mountainous terrain is hindering the effort about 350 kilometers south of the provincial capital of Quetta. Four Americans were killed and 17 people wounded when a suspected Taliban suicide bomber blew himself up inside the U.S. military-run Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan Saturday morning. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said in a statement the apparent suicide bomber killed two American soldiers and two American contractors working on the base. 16 American troops and one Polish soldier were also wounded. Afghan media sources say the attack occurred just outside the dining hall at the facility. The bomber was disguised as a laborer. Iraqi forces faced fierce resistance from Islamic State militants on Saturday on the southeastern edge of Mosul, the jihadists' biggest stronghold in Iraq. Military sources said that troops from the 1st Infantry and the 9th Armored Divisions attacked Islamic State militants in the Salam neighborhood in the southeastern part of the city. A suicide car bomber attacked Iraqi special forces in the Qadisiyya neighborhood. Meanwhile, fighting was also underway in the Arbajia neighborhood. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.